Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live today from the State Capitol building in Pierre as we look at a new governor, a new state legislature is here for the opening of a legislative session. Later in the hour, we'll talk with South Dakota Secretary of Tourism, Jim Hagan. Up next, we have South Dakota Secretary of Game, Fish and Parks, Kelly Hepler. And right now, sitting at the table with me, we have South Dakota Secretary of Agriculture, Kim Vanneman. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot, Lori. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So we've had a few new faces here in with us today as we talked to Greg Whitlock and Ben Jones. So I'd like to start with you a little bit, getting to know you, because you're co-owner and operator of Vanneman Farms. You have experience in farm finance. It seems like every time you turn around, somebody wants you to take on another leadership position. So you have lots of experience with policy and leadership. But let's start with the farming itself. Tell us a little bit about growing up and your operation today.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Lori. I have been born and raised on a farm and ranch, have the good fortune to have that opportunity, and grew up in the Chamberlain area, and we kind of did a little more ranching there, and met my husband at South Dakota State University, and ended up coming back to the farm north of Winter in Ideal, which is an ideal place to live. And we're the co-owners of Vanneman Farms, and we're a century farm. Clint's grandfather homesteaded right where we currently live in 1909. So we're pretty proud of that. Clint's third generation operator, and we're in the process of transitioning. Our youngest child is Justin, and he's married, and they're going to be coming into the farming operation, and we'll eventually transition the farm over to them. And we have a diversified farming operation. We raise the row crops, corn, beans, milo, some small grains and winter wheat. We have alfalfa and hay. We finish some hogs, and we have a beef cow herd and a feedlot.
When you were little growing up, did you think this is the life I want? You know, we talk often about how farming and agriculture is a way of life. And I'm wondering, not coming from that background myself, at what point do you know, sort of as a kid, as a teenager, this is where I need to be? Or is there always that moment where you're like, I have to get out of here, and then you realize, no, I really want to go back? Like, what for you was that like personally?
Right. You know, I think you've summed it up really well. I think for some youth that are raised on the farm, or they do have that sense that they don't want to come back. I never did have that. Growing up, I have one sister. She was 2 years older than I was. Fortunately, she much preferred being in the house and, you know, doing the dishes and working on the laundry. And I was my dad's tomboy. And as I've heard Governor Noem mention that, you know, in the eyes of her parents, there were no boy chores or girl chores. Well, there wasn't a boy in our house, and I can guarantee you my dad didn't. All chores just needed to get done. So he had that same sentiment as well. And I just always loved it. I loved working with my dad and being out there, got involved in 4-H, showed calves. I did the home ec side of it as well, so I've got that background too. rodeoed and the whole thing, and I guess that's why my passion for agriculture is it's just so deep. It's just always been with me.
Yeah. Tough times for farmers right now. There's a trade war going on. The conversation in Washington isn't necessarily focused as of today on solving those problems, although I'm sure a lot of it's happening behind the scenes. But there's a lot happening. It's been commodity prices are low. We've been through a drought. We've been through a wet year. Phew, it's always tough, but it seems like now is particularly tough. What are some of the challenges that you see going forward as you take on this position as Secretary of Agriculture? What sort of rises to the top as challenges are concerned?
Right. You summed it up very well. There really are a lot of challenges out there for the producers. You know, we're running on numerous back-to-back years of low commodity prices, and you know, we've got, as you mentioned, the trade wars that are going on, and that hasn't helped. And fortunately, we've been good at producing. We've been getting a lot of bushels of our grain commodities, and that, which is, of course, compounds the trade problem because we've got a greater supply then. And so I think all of those, you know, together, but I also know from being around for quite a while, farmers and ranchers, they're tough people. They're smart people. They're good business people. And they'll see this through. And we're also always very optimistic. And we're in this cycle. Those of us that have been around for a while, we've seen other cycles. And hopefully we're nearing the end of this and that we'll see increased prices. We'll see greater trade opportunities and more things that we can do, which is something that I know Governor Noem is interested in, of expanding the agribusiness economy sector. And so the more that we can add value to all of our commodities before they leave the borders of our state, the better that we'll be.
Right. Talk a little bit. You said you have a diversified operation and you kind of expanded on that. Is that everybody? Does everybody at this point have to be thinking about how to diversify their operation in order to succeed?
Right. I think for us, probably a lot of the diversification, because we've always been fairly diversified, was probably dictated a little bit more by Mother Nature. Where we live in the south central part of the state, you know, we don't get that much rainfall, not near as much as the eastern part of the state. So I think between that topography and different things like that, kind of leads to where the amount of diversification that a farmer or rancher has. I think today, though, probably about anybody out there is maybe not as diversified as we are, but probably has a couple things at least going. Mm-hmm.
When I was listening to Governor Noem's State of the State and preparing for today, I was looking at things like, you know, ag development representatives moving to economic development. I was looking at Kelly Hepler and the work for the Department for Pheasant Habitat, and then that ties into your department. And I was thinking about Jim Hagan and tourism. And I was like, well, all of this is tourism in some way. Talk a little bit about the fact that, you know, you have this department, but yet there has to be these great intersections and conversations back and forth because of the connectivity of all these industries, even though we all, I think, acknowledge the significance of the ag industry from a financial standpoint and from a identity standpoint. But it all ties into each other, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely it does. And, you know, having a great working relationship with all those agencies is critically important. And I think that's been established, and we're going to continue that and enhance that and grow that, because you're exactly right. The success of our Department of Ag is going to be incumbent upon the success of GOED and Game Fish and Parks and all of those. So, I mean, we're all on the same team. We're coming at things, you know, at a little different angle. We have a little bit of different job to do, but at the end of the day, we're achieving the same goal, and that's for greater success in the state of South Dakota.
It's early in the session. It's early in your transition, but are there legislative priorities? Are there things that are top of mind for you that you're going to hit the ground running with?
Right. Right now, this year, the department will have two bills coming forth, but they're actually going to, the governor's actually going to bring those bills rather than our department. And the first one of those is the State Conservation Commission authority. They make grants to conservation districts across the state. And then the conservation district uses those grants to fund the ongoing projects to help producers and landowners implement conservation practices. So that's one piece of legislation that will be coming forward that will be supportive. And then the second bill is an annual bill that the Department of Ag has, or the governor's office, to backfill the state's fire suppression fund. And the reason we always have that is that you don't know how many fires you absolutely can't predict what those costs are going to be in fires and how many fires you're going to have and so on and so forth. So we end up backfilling that. So that's a piece of legislation that comes every year.
This is we've talked a lot this week about history and Governor Noem being our first female governor. We talked yesterday with Troy Heinert, Senator, who was our first legislative leader who's Native American. And here you are as well as the first female South Dakota Secretary of Agriculture. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit, because you don't have to move into finance and policy and end up coming to peer, as you know, you can stay working and doing what you other things. So what has drawn you, and let's talk to other women in ag and the importance of a growing role of women in ag in South Dakota.
Right. All right. You know, first of all, for me, the job isn't about the gender. And, you know, hopefully it's more about the experience and the skills and the knowledge that I bring to the office. And I think that the results will, you know, prove that. And but it's interesting because women are taking a greater role in agriculture, I mean, nationwide. About 30% of all farm operators in the United States are female. And I think as the agriculture industry has changed and gotten, you know, more complicated with the use of technology, and we still have incredibly small margins, very tight margins in farming, I think the women have really taken a lot more active role than prior generations. And some of that's maybe strictly doing the bookwork and things like that. Others are, you know, hands in the dirt out there, you know, driving the tractors. They even let me get in the air seater once in a while, and it's kind of cool because who wouldn't want to get in there and get that big tractor ahead in the right direction, push auto steer, and let it go. So I think it's exciting. I think that we're just seeing more women getting involved because it isn't necessarily about the gender. It's about them rolling up their sleeves and getting the work done.
And we're also seeing agriculture change with precision ag and with all the things that just, it's almost makes your head spin. So how do you, there's so much to keep up with. How is South Dakota, do you think, sort of poised to move into things like precision ag even more than we already have, and to be a leader, really, in how that can be implemented? This ties into, you know, precision agriculture. It ties into rural broadband. It ties right. into so many different. So yeah, it's yeah, all it's interconnected.
It's a big topic, right? Well, I think we're very well positioned. You know, with the precision ag lab that we have now down at SDSU, and there's just so many things that we're up and running with in South Dakota that we just are. We're definitely going to be a leader in that area.
When you work with Governor Kristi Noem and her experience in Washington, tell me what the benefit that is to South Dakota to have a governor with some of the connections that she comes into the office having.
Oh, gosh, I think that's just huge. You know, and particularly in Governor Noem's case, I mean, she was out there long enough. She sat on the Agricultural Committee. She was instrumental in the 2014 Farm Bill. So she knows how those negotiations go and that type of thing. And then with her work through the appropriations the last couple of years, I mean, you know, statewide, our budget has a lot of federal dollars in it. And so she was on the committee that, you know, handled those. And so she knows the ins and outs of that. So I think her experience is going to be huge for the whole state and particularly too in agriculture.
In that farm bill, they opened the door to industrial hemp, which was largely something that Mitch McConnell wanted. It's his state. He's pushing that hard. Are there opportunities here in South Dakota for us to have conversations and get in on something fast enough to sort of find a share of it?
Right. Yeah, you know, we're looking at this right now. It's pretty new. It's pretty early to tell yet what we're going to have. I mean, there was a little bit in the 2014 Farm Bill that established some states to, they could apply to become a pilot. And we did not do that. But at that time, that was still a controlled substance. So things were, it was tough, you know, to do things. And now in the 2018 Farm Bill, that it's no longer the controlled substance. But there's going to be a lot of things. There's going to be a lot of testing required. And management of that. And so we are definitely checking in and trying to get our arms wrapped around all of this, because clearly this industrial hemp is, it's unlike most of our commodities, like corn, beans, you know, that type of thing. So we want to make sure that we've got our I's dotted and our T's crossed before we encourage producers and get people out there and they end up, you know, doing something that they can't sell the product or, you know, don't know where to get it tested or whatever. We need to make sure that we've got everything lined out so that our producers, you know what they're getting into before they get into it.
Anything else that you wanted to make sure to talk to the listeners of South Dakota about right now, or we'll certainly have you back in the future?
Okay, that sounds good. I would just say that I'm very honored and excited to have the opportunity to be in the role of the Secretary of Ag, and just super excited about promoting and protecting and preserving agriculture in South Dakota for our farmers and our ranchers, our consumers, and all the citizens. So thank you for having me, Lori. It's been great.
Welcome. Thanks for being here.